Oh, Mike, is that you? Michael, did you just hear me or read my mind? Michael, Kalen, I was just talking about your brother. Congratulations. What an honor for your whole family.
Well, thank you.
I mean, this is really big stuff, Michael.
I know. We're really thrilled.
So tell me about your brilliant brother. I mean, you know, how did he start? Was he, you know, building skyscrapers when he was four? Was he doing Lego creations or was he playing in the mud? Come on, give us the inside scoop.
He was playing with construction materials in my grandfather's basement in East Rockaway, New York.
East Rockaway? I grew up in Woodmere.
I know. And see, that's one of the reasons I mention this, because one of the things that's just so cool about this story. And I just spent, like, the last week in France, so I was in the old world. And you just get such an appreciation for really how great this country is, because my grandfather, who lived in East Rockaway, was a construction worker. My father was the first person in his family to go to college. And now my brother has won the Nobel Prize.
I tell you the truth, I'm getting choked up. I'm about to cry.
No, I mean, it's just fantastic. And one of the reasons why I called in, even though I'm a little sleep deprived here, just haven't gotten back from Europe, is because it's such a good local story, too. You know, he grew up in Fairfield. He went to Roger Ludlow High School. He got his love for science with Mr. Monopoly in chemistry class in high school. But, you know, as brilliant as he is, and he truly is brilliant, he was always recognized as brilliant. He's just such a regular guy and really a lot of fun to be with and is completely unpretentious. So, like, among other things that people in your audience may relate to or remember is the Arrow restaurant.
Of course. How do we not? The Arrow was run by,
And Bill, my brother, and I worked as waiters there and busboys there, you know, through high school, college, and he went to medical school and I went to law school. But, you know, the Nistico family that ran the restaurant ran it like a family, and we were part of the family, and it was all part of the Westport community.
Would you believe that Frank Nistico was my next-door neighbor?
I would believe it, because it's such a small world.
It is such a small world.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So, yeah. And where is he in the birth order, Michael?
He's the oldest.
Okay, and where are you?
I'm the second oldest. He was 2 years ahead of me.
And there are three brothers? How many of there are there?
There's another brother. There's two more brothers. So, so there's five of us all together.
Wow.
Bill, the doctor, is the oldest. Then there's Michael, who's a lawyer, me, in Stanford in this area. Then the next brother, Tom, is a lawyer in Waterbury. Then my sister, Margaret, is a school teacher in Hingham in Massachusetts. Actually in Cohasset. She lives in Hingham. And my youngest brother, Bob, is a lawyer up in Hartford.
A lot of lawyers.
Yeah, so three lawyers and a doctor.
And a teacher. That's pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. And so what kind of doctor did your brother grow up to become? Was he ever a practicing physician?
Yes, he was. And that's another thing that's a little bit different. And in terms of his research, gives him a different perspective, is that most of the people that get to the level where he gets, where he has his own lab and he's on the cutting edge of, like, cancer research technology, they have PhDs and not medical degrees, and they don't have experience actually personally caring for patients.
Mm-hmm.
Bill graduated from Duke Medical School, and I think it was about 1982. And then he did his residency at Johns Hopkins in internal medicine. And then he did a fellowship in oncology at the Dana-Farber up in Boston.
Wow.
And he became a practicing oncologist.
Okay.
And then as he was a practicing oncologist caring for patients, he then started doing some research. And in my view, and I don't pretend to be an expert on this, it just gives you a different perspective when you could see the application of your research more directly.
Sure, because you can
see how the work that you're doing actually affects real people's lives.
And I think, Michael Kalin, I think there's probably more of an urgency to your research, too, because you see how families and people are affected by cancer every day. You want to hurry up. You want to hurry up.
Yeah, and not to bring things down too much, but it has to be. I have to bring it up because it completes a picture. Bill's wife died of brain cancer in 2015.
Oh.
And she herself was a superstar. She was the head of the breast center at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
Wow.
She was a breast cancer surgeon, and she got the glioblastoma, this terrible form of brain cancer. And you talk about the urgency. There couldn't be any more urgency to just try to do something. And in her case, it wasn't Bill directly, but because of the world that he travels in, they were able to get the most advanced, even unapproved, treatments for her brain cancer. And it did end up prolonging her life longer than anyone anticipated. So instead of 1 year, which is the original diagnosis, it was 5 years. But what those 5 years meant was that, she got to see their younger child graduate from high school and the older child graduate from college. So it really made a difference.
Yeah. Wow. What an odyssey. And so after your sister-in-law passed away, did Robert Kalin, who won the Nobel Prize...
No, that's William that won
the Nobel Prize. I'm sorry, William. William, who won the Nobel Prize. Did he devote himself even more exclusively to his work? Do you think that he did that? Or is he being honored today for something that he achieved 20 years ago or 30 years ago? Well, sometimes with the Nobel Prize Committee, they take a while to catch up to what people have accomplished.
Exactly. Yeah, no, most of the research which he's being recognized for now was well underway while his wife Carolyn was alive. And I know he's going to give her most of the credit for it, and not for what was happening to her when she was dying, but what she did while she was alive. Because, she was just an inspiration to begin with. She was a super person. I could say this because the Nobel committees agree with me now. He's a super person. And when I say super people, these are not people with, gigantic egos. It's really people with a compassion for helping other people.
That's what it's about, Michael.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is. So, well, mazel tov to you and your whole... Are your parents still alive?
No, they're not.
Oh.
So...
Well, they're somewhere.
Yes, they are.
They're beaming. They're absolutely beaming and shining through the universe.
Yeah.
With pride on all their children, it sounds like. All of you are immensely accomplished. But to have a Nobel Prize winner in the family, that's a pretty big deal.
I know. It was, really funny. I told you I was coming back from Europe yesterday, and I found out, I had to take a flight from Lyon, France, to Lisbon, Portugal. And... I turned the airplane mode off my phone when I was on a little shuttle bus on the tarmac in Lisbon yesterday morning, and that's when my phone just blew up.
Blew up. Yeah,
I got all these emails, all these text messages, and I was just bursting. I wanted to tell everybody on the bus that my brother just won the Nobel Prize. But most of them didn't speak English anyway.
Well,
so.
You're telling a lot of people here on WICC, Michael. I can assure you, a lot of people are now spreading the word, and they're having what we say, nachis, we say in Yiddish. We are all shepping nachis, which means having pride from the accomplishments of people that you love around you. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I'm delighted.
That's,
I'm,
That's really the best way to put it, because that's what it is.
Are you going to be going to Stockholm for the ceremony in which, you know, they do this whole big deal? Will you go?
I don't know yet.
Or is it Stockholm or is it Oslo? Where is it?
The funny thing is, as busy as he was yesterday, he tried to call me twice, but he couldn't get through to me because I was traveling.
So you haven't spoken to him yet.
I was just talking to my aunt before I got on the phone with you, who's the only survivor from my father's generation, and she's like the matriarch of the family now. And we're going to have a gigantic celebration, but it will probably be here, not in Stockholm, so that everybody in the family can join in it. My understanding is that there's limited seating in Stockholm.
I've heard that. I've heard that. Well, tell your brother Bill. Does he go by Bill or does he go by?
He goes by Bill.
Tell your brother Bill that we here in his hometown are just we're just you know, cooing with pride and congratulations and fantastic, Michael. And thank you, Michael Kalin, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity because Bill really is a local boy, and he's going to be pleased to hear that I got the chance to talk to you this morning.
Okay, perfect. Michael Kalin talking about his brother, William Kalin, who won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine today for groundbreaking research in oxygen and its cell growth and cell death and its relationship with cancer. So thank you very much, Michael Kalin.
You're welcome. Kalin. Thank you, Lisa.
All right, WICC 600, WICC600.com.